What's this been like for you, the early part of, you know, just coming in here, getting to see what the building is like, the way they go about their business?
It's been a nice time so far, just seeing some of the guys, some of the veterans, and just getting with the coaches and trying to learn from them a little bit. But so far, it's just been like a dream come true a little bit.
Who are the veterans that you've run into so far?
I ran into a couple of the guys. I couldn't really tell you their names right now, but I know they were like some of the veterans, just like the D linemen a little bit. I forget their names though. I'm sorry.
Eli, Coach Sullivan was just talking. I'm sorry, Coach Bass was just talking about hidden production. Guys done throwing at you. I mean, you didn't have a lot of targets thrown at you in college. Still, do you feel that helped you, hurt you, or?
You know, definitely. It was weird this past season not getting that many targets, because when you play as a freshman, you get all the targets. So it was definitely a little different, but I still feel like I did my job out there on the field, just taking the number one receiver away and doing my job playing man and everything. So I don't think it was a bad thing. It's just anytime you're out there on the field, you always improve. That's the main goal.
You know, can you talk a little bit about having Logan Ryan as a mentor for you and what that was like growing up with him?
Oh, man, he's just the ultimate competitor. He's the perfect person to follow, kind of. He just does everything the right way, and he's the perfect person to look up to. He's always, you know, texting me when I need advice and things like that. He texted me a couple times before draft day, just telling me what I have to do to come to the league and contribute on day one and stuff like that.
But he took you under his wing, like in eighth grade, right?
Yeah, I was really young. I don't think I was in eighth grade. I was probably a little younger than that, like seventh grade a little bit. And he was just out there running through drills with me and just always with me, just talking. So
that doesn't happen to every eighth grade kid.
Nah, not at all. So I'm glad I had that. You know, I was definitely blessed.
And Dan Spittle, can you talk a little bit about him?
Yeah, he's a different type of coach. I mean, he's a great motivator. He's somebody that does things a little different than average coach would, but he's a great motivator, a great guy to, you know, talk with as well.
You know, you talked about how, you know, freshmen sometimes get picked on in the passing game. You're now a rookie. Do you expect that to happen again?
Right. Yeah, I expect that a little bit, just to see how I'm going to react to things and see if I'm actually the real deal. So I expect that. I'm looking forward to it.
Eli, are you cool with sharing some of the spotlight with your mom?
I mean, I have no problem with that at all. I mean, she wants the whole spotlight, she can have it. It don't make a difference to me. So
there was a quote, you know, that she wrote in Sports Illustrated about her not letting you wear Rolexes and diamonds at the draft. Tell me a little bit about it.
I mean, just that's how we interact a little bit. I was kind of joking with her because I knew her response. I was just like, yeah, I'm going to get a Rolex, whatever. And she's like, no, you better not. It was just a funny back and forth between us.
Does that represent the sort of upbringing you had with her or the interactions you've had with her?
Oh, yeah, for sure. She's definitely big on, like, earning things and not just going out doing the most flashy stuff. So she always kept me humble growing up.
What do you think about sort of her becoming this, you know, sensation so far? Does it surprise you at all?
It does not surprise me one bit. I kind of expected it, and it was something that I was thinking, like, okay, I'm gonna have to account for it because I know how she is. I know her personality on Twitter and out in public. So I mean, I'm fine with it, and it's nothing surprising at all.
Fine with everything, every text or every tweet?
It doesn't matter. I mean, she's gonna be her own person, so you just gotta live with it.
See, it could be hard to have a mother who has more followers than the player does.
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, as long as I'm out on the football field doing my job, that's all that matters.
Are you going to get to see her Sunday at all? Sorry, are you going to get to see her Sunday at all for Mother's Day?
I should be able to, yeah.
Speaking of your job, there's been talk that you might have to play the slot in the NFL. I mean, what kind of transition would that be for you?
It would be a little different. It's a lot different from playing in the outside because outside is a little bit more simple. And when you get inside, you have to communicate a little bit more and just know a little bit what everybody else is doing. So it is going to be a little bit of a transition, but I'm looking forward to it.
Different they techniques bring or is it more study?
That's a little bit more study, probably. Different techniques, of course, from playing outside a little bit. So you just got to learn it and try to rep it as much as possible.
Are you going to be – I mean, did they bring you in and have you into, you know, learning slot cornerback right away? Or are they starting you on the outside? You're learning a little bit of everything?
I'm learning a little bit of everything. I've had you know, a couple meetings so far, and I'm just looking at the nickel, looking at the outside corner, just trying to learn everything.
Chris Dash has said a couple of times that they taught you to be very physical in Ohio State. Hey, that's why the penalty count might be high. Do you think it's going to be difficult to adjust to the rules in the league at all?
I don't think it's going to be difficult or anything. I feel like when I get in here and learn some new techniques and just find a different way to play the game, I'll be fine. It's just a matter of just working your feet.
This is only a crumb or a sampling of what you're going to be like in the NFL, but what is the first impression you wanted to leave on your coaches here at the Giants out of this minute?
Just I'm a worker, and I want to show them that I'm somebody that's willing to take coaching, somebody's going to be out there trying to get better every day, and somebody's going to be out there just grinding.
You get to meet some of the guys that are the veterans. What was their advice to you, and who kind of, you know, came up to you and gave you the best advice?
I haven't really met too many of the guys. Just a couple of the guys, like I said before, like a couple of the linemen, because I knew they were a little bigger. And they didn't really have any time to give me advice or anything. It's just, they shook my hand. I was like, welcome. And that was about it.
Eli, what about the opportunity to play for this franchise? What does that mean to you?
And it definitely means a lot. It's a great organization, great history behind it, of course. So you just want to keep that tradition going for sure.
I don't know if anyone's asked you about who in the NFL you may have patterned yourself after or admired. I mean, DRC is a guy who a lot of people think play your style of game. Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, I remember when he first came in and got drafted by the Cardinals. I kind of looked at him. I was like, that's kind of like me a little bit because he's a little lanky, taller guy, and he's pretty fast as well. So I'm definitely looking forward to working with him and learning from him.